Unit 1, page 3, Population in the 18th Century. During the 18th century, the European population increased a lot, from 115 to 190 million people, including Russia. The reasons for this were the drop in mortality thanks to a better diet, fewer virulent epidemic plagues, and fewer bloody wars. This demographic stage, with a high birth rate and a high death rate, but decreasing and an increasing population, is called demographic transition. The population increased a lot. The most important cities in Europe were London, 800,000 inhabitants, Paris, 600,000, and Madrid, Moscow, and Naples. In the 18th century, society was still divided in three states, typical in an ancient regime, but changes were starting that announced the revolution. First state, the clergy. The clergy had had a lot of influence on European society for well over 1,000 years. It dominated education, laid down moral values, and the values of society in general. Before the use of the printing press, the clergy wrote, published, and kept in its own libraries almost every book written. Through the pulpit, it controlled the most important means of communicating with the population. They had a monopoly on education. Bishops were great landowners and often warriors. Second state, the nobles. Noble rank in most European countries conferred privileges as well as power. They were exempt from direct taxation. In some countries, Poland, land ownership was restricted to the nobility. In Western Europe, despite their privileges, the nobility did come under financial pressure and they were forced into borrowing increasing sums of money. Marriage to rich heiresses, sometimes from backgrounds in trade, was often necessary to maintain the family fortune. The first and second states enjoyed certain privileges that the third state did not. Although they were the richest, they did not have to pay taxes. They were also the only members in society who could hold positions of importance, such as officers in the army. Third state, the rest of the people. The third state was made up of the bourgeoisie, wage earners, and the peasantry. It made up the majority of the population of a country, 97%. The peasants. In most parts of Europe, outside the Low Countries, most people lived in the countryside. Most country dwellers were either free peasants, who worked on land which they leased from landowners, or landless laborers. In Eastern Europe, serfdom still existed. The conditions of living varied enormously for the peasants. The peasantry in Spain suffered from high levels of rent and taxation, a situation which contributed to the depopulation of the countryside, the growth of towns, and immigration to the New World. The situation was often made worse in France by the frequency of civil wars and political instability. The bourgeoisie. In the 16th and the 17th centuries, we see the emergence of an urban bourgeoisie, but outside the Netherlands, they exercise relatively little commercial power. Some members of the bourgeoisie were able to make considerable amounts of money from exploiting the emerging capitalist system, international trade. The aspiration to acquire a landed estate was often highly developed among the urban bourgeoisie. Many of them were able to acquire noble status through the acquisition of land.